can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, they're free. So enjoy all that on us at freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want. And, Mark, you've actually got an email we might get to here about this whole concept of national service. But first, or national slavery, as it's more apt to be called, first we go to the amp line. And Sam, and whoa, maybe we don't go to Sam. Let's put him back on hold and try instead Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
Just super. What's up, Roger?
Well, I haven't really talked about this much. It's kind of something personal that's been going on in my life, but I wanted to kind of get it out there because I worry about it. I have an 8-year-old son, and recently he's been experimenting with drugs. And
really?
8 years old? What kind of drugs?
8 years old, yes. I've caught him with marijuana.
Wow.
And actually, something that looks like mushrooms. I don't know much about drugs, but
jeez,
from what I've seen, you know.
How did
it
you
looks
get clued
like
in? What made you figure out? How did you figure all this out? Is my question. How did you realize?
Well, I caught him in his bedroom. He was supposed to be in bed,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a light on in his room, and I went in, and he was smoking a joint.
Damn.
Yeah. So I mean, the reason why I call about this, I honestly have no idea what to do about it because, you know, if I tell someone, I'm afraid that, you know, the kid's going to get taken away, and I don't want that.
I'd say that's a pretty real possibility. At the same time, the only person who's qualified to deal with this is you. You know, he's your son, and you're going to have to, handle it if... You might get some help in some areas. Try to do it as anonymously as you can, but search online. My kid's doing drugs or something. And
how is he? I mean, what's his attitude towards you? What did you say to him when you caught him? How has he been about it all? What have your conversations been like?
Well, when I first caught him, of course, I used a couple of choice words, so I won't say those on the air. But you know, I was upset because I mean, I didn't expect for him to do that. I gave him quite a bit of freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to be, you know, oppressing him or anything like that. I like to, you know, let him, you know, pretty much do what he wants. And I caught him with this, and I tried to have a talk with him and say, look, you know, drugs are bad and stuff like that, and you shouldn't be doing them at the age that you're at, and, you know, can cause serious damage. And, you know, he hasn't really been respectful about it at all. And, you know, I've tried different means and stuff, but he always seems to find a way to get more. And, you know, that's going to continue. Problem.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to continue. I mean, if it's not hard for kids to get drugs, and clearly it's even easier than I expected. I didn't realize they were available, you know, to kids that young
these days. I'm floored on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised by it. I mean, as an avid marijuana consumer myself, I have to say that probably 8 is a little too young to be experimenting. But then again, what do I know? I mean, I don't really have any studies or anything like that on my side.
You know, who would sell marijuana to an 8-year-old is what
probably
I'm trying to figure out, you know. I mean,
you
who
know.
Would be sick enough to do that? I mean,
probably
of course, he looks a little bit older than 8.
Yeah.
You know, he looks maybe like he'd be 12 or 13 or whatever, but still, I mean, the kid's 8 years old, and he's going out and, you know, smoking marijuana. And like I said, I've even caught him with what I think is mushrooms.
Right.
Stuff like that. And that,
I mean, jump to the conclusion.
Where does he get that stuff? I mean, is it that available? Can you just go to a...
I would think it's probably friends of his getting it from older brothers.
Yeah, don't jump to the conclusion that he's gone to a street corner somewhere and some, you know, 25-year-old drug dealer has said, all right, kid, what's your flavor?
Yeah.
Likely what's happened here is I would assume that some peer of his had, you know, was an older brother, had some of this stuff, and they found it and, you know, decided to experiment with it. The same way that kids, you know, in our generation got cigarettes. Well, they got them from their parents. They got them from older siblings. They, you know, took them out of the house when somebody wasn't looking.
This is going to be a tough. This really has to be a tough one to deal with because, you know, as you said, you understand that he's been smoking the marijuana. You've been a relatively permissive parent up until this point. And if you, I mean, I feel like if you crack down, he's just going to resent you and, you know, use every available opportunity to try, you know, to continue using the marijuana. But at the same time, you don't want to endorse it. Are you a marijuana smoker yourself, just out of curiosity?
No, I have in the past, but when he was born, you know, I kind of stopped or whatever when, you know, his mother was pregnant, you know, that type of stuff. I kind of stopped and, you know, looked at, you know, the real world type thing, you know, and started, you know, making money and stuff like that. That way I could support him the best I can. I just, you know, like I said, I don't understand. I don't know what I can do because I feel like anything, you know, if I were to tell anyone else, and that's why, you know, I kind of called you guys, I can remain kind of anonymous and stuff like that. I don't have to worry about anyone, you know, cracking down on me for, you know, just saying about it. I feel like I can't tell anyone at all because as soon as I do, I mean, the kid's going to be taken away, and I don't want that. I love him to death. I honestly do, you know?
That's a very real possibility. I mean, if you go outside of your purview as a parent, some government bureaucrat could step in and cause real problems, and that's not going to solve anything. They're just going to take him away, put him in a foster home, then he's going to hate life even more. So that certainly won't get him to stop. And then if you do anything draconian on him, like, you know, ground him or punish him or something like that, again, he'll just build resentment towards you, and then by the time he gets to his teenage years, he'll really hate you. So I don't know. What do you do? Mark, you're the guy that's going to be a father here soon. Obviously, you haven't had to even begin to think about disciplinary issues, but how would one deal with something like this? Do you just acknowledge it and say, well, you know, I prefer that you use a vaporizer or something like that? You've got little lungs. You don't need to be putting smoke in there. Here, I'll buy a vaporizer or something like that.
And what if I crack down on him too much and he goes and tells someone about it? You know, that type thing. I mean, that's a worry, too, because I don't want to crack down on him too hard, and then, you know, he goes out public with this, and then, I'm in real trouble there, too.
That seems pretty unlikely. I don't think that no marijuana smoker really wants to bring attention to the fact that, because he could believe that he would face some sort of consequences.
You know how eight-year-olds, I mean, they blab about everything. It's, you know, I remember when I was eight-year-old, when I was eight-year-old, I mean, they couldn't hold anything in, and that's what I'm thinking about now, you know. You know, I don't want to crack down too hard, but I don't want to crack down, you know, not hard enough. I'm just trying to find the happy medium here.
I'm not prepared to give advice on this. I hope some listeners can call in with some advice.
Yeah, I would love to hear from some parents out there that may have had a similar situation or at least can speculate.
As far as I'm concerned, 8 years old is way too young to start smoking marijuana.
What are you
going to do once it happens?
Right. What is it? Right. What, Roger, think about this. What is it that you want? Like, ideally, what is it that you would like to see happen?
I honestly, if marijuana is not going to hurt him, mess up, you know, his brain or whatever, then I really don't mind. I just worry about the fact of him being taken away or whatever. I just want to do this safely. You know, if he wants to smoke and it's proven completely safe, then fine. He can go out and smoke as long as it's not going to harm him. Nobody else finds out about it, and I don't lose my kid.
All right,
but,
Roger,
you know, if it is going to harm him and if other people are going to find out about it, then I want him to stop. You know, I'm a pretty liberal person when it comes to that stuff. And, you know, I know what it was like when I was young. And, you know, you have to experiment in order to, you know, really, you know, find out what's what and what you like. And if you like it, then you're going to continue. I just don't want there to be consequences, you know, that would break me and him apart.
I don't think that, that there's necessarily any real strong evidence that could, you know, anyone could safely say marijuana is safe. I mean, certainly putting burning plant matter into your lungs could never really be qualified as truly safe. Certainly there have been studies that show that marijuana may actually marijuana has never been linked to lung cancer. That much is the case. They also actually found anti-cancerous properties with marijuana, or the cannabinoids, I think, in marijuana. So, you know, there's some interesting medical answers out there, but they're all just studies, and no one's really nailed anything down about this. I want to hold you over, and we'll talk a little more about what could possibly be done here in this particular case. Perhaps harm reduction is the best we can hope for. Maybe sitting him down and talking to him about how, you know, you understand that he's doing this and that you getting angry is not going to stop him from doing it, and maybe just talk about drugs in general and how, you know, stay away from heroin. I don't know. More coming up. I want to hear from you as well. It's Free Talk Live, especially if you're a parent.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A-Cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy them on us. And by the way, those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And you can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. You can go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Don't forget the promo code. It's 600. That allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today and get yourself a free webcam while you're at it. WebEx.com. As we continue here, Roger is on the line in Pennsylvania talking about a situation, a shocking, surprising situation you discovered about your 8-year-old son. Roger, you still there? Got to turn down whatever the hell that is. Roger?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, he's still there. Anyway, so you encountered the fact that you discovered, uncovered, the fact that your 8-year-old son has been smoking marijuana, and you aren't sure how to deal with it. Obviously, we'd love to hear from other parents here, and we'll give them a chance to call in here in a moment. I mean, get on the lines, we'll get to you. But it seems to me that if what you want is for him to be safe, is that what you said before? You want for him to be safe?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I remember when I was younger, you know, I experimented with that stuff. My mother, my own mother, actually used to give me it and say that it was the best, you know, stuff around. And you know, I didn't know what was going on, and I took it, and, you know, I seem to have turned out all right, but I don't know what his effects will be. I don't know if it's like that every single time. I mean, you know, it's just with everything. I worry, and I don't want to lose my son, and I don't want him to get hurt.
How are your communication skills with him now? I mean, do you guys have the ability? You said that you're a relatively permissive kind of parent, so do you have a good communicative ability with him? Can you sit down and talk to him, and he'll talk to you back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have conversations about this stuff, and you know, I try and explain to him, you know, what the effects are and stuff like that. And, you know, I tell him, you know, look, I don't mind if you do this stuff, but you need to have a better understanding of it. And you need to understand, you know, what you're doing before you just jump into something like this. And I don't feel he's of the age to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, it comes back to the same thing. I don't want, you know, the CPS busting down my door someday and taking my son because, you know, he's doing some illegal drugs and, you know, stuff like that.
I would have to say, and again, I am not a parent, so I want to hear from parents on this one, but I would have to say that considering the relationship you've had with your son, and presuming you don't want to all of a sudden turn into an authoritarian dad, then the way it would seem to handle this, the realistic, real-life reality version of this, is that you sit down with him and you tell him how you feel. You know, you tell him that it makes you feel uncomfortable what he's doing because you're uncertain. You know, you'd like to think that it's totally safe, but it is still smoking and it makes you nervous and he's young and he's developing and, you know, you don't really feel good about it. But at the same time, you know that if you crack down on him, he's just going to hate you and he's going to go and smoke more or, you know, maybe try some cocaine. So I think that, you know, cracking down could have the reverse effect of what it is that you're looking for, whereas at least talking to him could get out your concerns into the open to where he could understand where you're coming from, and you could at least maybe, you know, help him understand, if he doesn't already, that maybe a little marijuana, not going to be that terrible, but cocaine or heroin or something like that, make sure it doesn't go to that next level, or make sure he feels comfortable with coming to you and talking about it. And, you know, I don't think you can expect to stop him from doing it. I guess that's my message.
Right. I think I'm close to where Ian is. I mean, the verbiage I wouldn't use exactly the same way, but I would say, you know, like, I don't like that you're smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
Mostly what I hear about it is that it's safe, but at the same time, I don't think it's entirely safe. It makes me uncomfortable that somebody at your age would be doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want you to stop. However, I know at the same time that, you know, trying to get you to stop, you're going to do what you want to do. So what I really want is you to want to stop doing this.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's not smoking cigarettes, or is he? I mean, maybe a sit-down conversation could, if he's seeing that he's not going to get, you know, completely smacked down by you, then perhaps he'll be more honest about anything else that he might be involved in. Because certainly there's some more dangerous things he could be doing than this, and hopefully it won't progress or regress beyond where it currently is. And I'm very curious as to how you end up deciding to handle this. So will you call us back and let us know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this has been something that, you know, has kind of been going on for about 3 months, and I've kind of dealt with it with the same way that you guys pretty much described. I don't like to crack down and say, you know, look, you can't do this, you can't leave the house, you can't, you know, do anything, stuff like that, because I know how much I would hate that, and I knew how I grew up, and, you know, I felt that it was the best way for, you know, my mom and dad to, you know, let me be who I am and figure out things for myself. And that's exactly what I want to do with him. But like I said, I just don't, and like you said, with the cracking down thing, it might turn into something bad. I don't want to get to that point, but I don't, this is where I'm stuck. I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to find a happy medium where I can get him to, you know, realize what he's doing and maybe, you know, slow down a little bit and stuff like that. And I'll definitely call back and let you know what the status of this is.
Yeah, also what you might want to consider is going to the Free Talk Live BBS and posting a message there just to get some extra opinions. Not to say that all the opinions are really that great on the BBS. You know, don't take
You'll
it
get
all
one
with,
or two good ones.
Yeah, take it all with a grain of salt. And, of course, we're going to take some phone calls here in relation to your call. So stay tuned, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you dialing in because it's always interesting to talk not just about the issues of the day but also about personal related stories and opinions and viewpoints. So let's talk, and with that, all that in mind, to Edgar in Florida. Edgar, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. I'm not a parent or anything like that, but basically what you guys said was true, you know, and that you have to sit down and talk to him, I would believe. And, you know, if that doesn't work, there is this great book out there. I don't know if you guys want me to or if I could plug this in.
Go ahead. Yeah, what is it?
It's called The Total Transformation Technique. And that is, if you're not getting through to him, you can use this book. And you are the parent, and basically, if you fear for, imagine, I mean, I would think I would rather keep my son and have him angry at me as opposed to, you know, losing my son entirely, you know, so.
Well, no, one, you're not going to lose your son from his
smoking. No, I'm sorry, I don't mean it in that way, I mean it that. What if they catch him or something like that? And then he tells the people, hey, look, my father tells me it's okay, whatever. And then they end up taking the child away. That's
well,
the only
I mean, certainly
why.
It's a what-if situation, and hopefully sitting down and having a conversation with him will, you know, you can help him understand that you don't tell anybody this stuff. You know, even if you get caught, you don't tell them anything. So, I mean, you could minimize the damage there. That's certainly better than a situation in which you haven't communicated.
That would be part of the conversation that I would have, and I would explain why you don't tell them, you know, what the consequences are as best
I
can.
Do you like life right now? Do you like life where I allow you to do these things? Because if you like life right now, you're not going to like it if you end up in a foster home under the care of government people, and I'm sure you can help him understand that. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate you dialing in. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Listen, the consequences to not just the son, but to the father and the household, you know, I don't know how many people are living there. I didn't catch that, but are extreme. I mean, if they decide to make an example out of him, you know, it could go as far as, you know, losing his house.
All right, I want to know what you'll suggest. Hang on, Dan. We'll bring it back. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and Metaclins eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy Metaclins?
A one-month supply is available online at Metaclins.com. That's Metaclense.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Mark, you've got nuts in your mouth, don't you?
Yogurt. Yogurt-covered raisins.
We get a little nut display thing here from leftover from your housewarming party this weekend, which was well-attended, I must say, here in beautiful New Hampshire.
It sure was. I must have had 30 or 40 people in and out of my house taking a look at essentially the house that the Free Staters built.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was fun, and Jack was the life of the party, and it was a good time.
A lot of Free Staters showed up, and also I think neighbors as well, right?
Neighbors and coworkers, and my wife's coworkers, and all kinds of different people. Yeah, it was just a bunch of different folks.
It was a nice little shindig, and there are lots of housewarming parties and move-in parties, and lots of parties. The Free Staters know how to party. Have you noticed that? They really have a good time, don't they?
They do seem to.
So after your housewarming party,
when we say it was a good party, you and I aren't much partiers, right?
No.
So no one puked on the floor.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a piece of cake. By the way, the biggest damage from the party was it appears as though somebody might have smeared some cake on the side of a table by accident.
Uh-oh.
The serving table.
Right.
The table where the cake was.
Usually it's...
So just, nothing. This was great. These people were totally
responsible.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I'm not, when I say party, I'm not the kind of person that's like, woo, that kind of party. That's not the kind of party I really have fun attending. I like conversation and intelligent people,
and
that's who these people are. And, of course, then things continued after that, where after everyone left, I guess a bunch of them went out to Social Sundays, kind of a weekly party that we have here in the Keene area where people have more drinks and had a good time. Anyway, so if you want to join some of that fun and also be an activist at the same time, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. As we continue with your calls here, Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Now, Dan, you're calling in reference to Roger, who had called in looking for some advice, some suggestions on how to handle the situation he came across wherein his 8-year-old son is apparently consuming marijuana. and you have some thoughts.
I want to congratulate him on, you know, not doing what you might think 9 out of 10 parents might do, is just come down on him like a load of bricks and then, you know, blow the whole possibility of any communication with him. I think that he ought to do some research on the web, get some articles, you know, probably from the alternative media a little bit more so than anywhere else. But, you know, some accurate representations of what happens to
smokers?
Not smokers, no. This is a great learning opportunity to show, you know, what the government is doing to people, you know, who allow their children to smoke marijuana. And, you know, I bet you there's some cases out there on the web where some very serious consequences have occurred. And I think that, you know, the previous caller kind of brought up the same idea of, you know, talking to him about, you know, the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And you know, that's all you can do.
I think it's a good point, because I know that marijuana, my marijuana use as a teenager, was certainly what helped open my mind to the idea that the state is a real problem and the government is it's destroying freedom.
Neither you nor I started any, you know, at age 8. It really bothers me. There's a lot of developmental stuff going on at that time. 15 for me. How about you?
16.
There you go.
16.
But I didn't start till I was like 19 or 20. And at that point I was still living with my parents, and I had picked up a lid, you know, as we called them back there. We're going way back here, so.
How much was a lid? Wasn't it a pound or something?
No, a lid was an ounce, and it was $20 bucks.
Gotcha.
Of course, that's all it was worth, given the amount of THC that was in it. But, you know, I had hidden this in a thing in my drawer. My mom went through it and found it.
Oh, no.
You know, instead of talking to me, they hauled it right down to the police station.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. What a...
And as a result, at 20, I left the home, and I lived in my car for a while.
Wow.
But I wasn't going to be in that house if, you know, I had parents that were going to betray me to the cops at the first drop of a hat and not talk to me about it. You know what I mean? If they said, listen, I don't want marijuana in my house or whatever, what are you doing? I mean, I could have probably guessed that would have been the case, but, you know, bringing the cops into it, and I didn't talk to them for 2 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And, you know, in the potential, you know, for emotional harm, you know, I think it's been, you know, forestalled at this point, but something has to be done. He's going to have a friend at school. I mean, he must be getting this from somewhere.
Yeah.
That kid's going to get caught, you know, and he's going to say, oh, there's some of this over at, you know, who's he at's house, Roger's house, they'll come busting in there. And,
that's
you know,
not very likely. They're not going to raid somebody's house on the say-so of a 12-year-old. That's pretty unlikely. Normally, when you get busted, the cops want to go up the chain. I understand that marijuana smokers are pretty paranoid about this sort of thing, but generally they aren't looking for the little guy as far as they're not looking to do police raids on the little guy for the most part.
Well, I don't want to trust that issue.
What can you do? I mean, it's like you said, you get it out there, you talk about it, you're honest with him, you use this as an educational experience, and then you're still not able to control. I mean, this is the greatest challenge to parents. They have one vision for what their kids, should be doing, what they would like to see their kids doing, and their kids have their own vision for what they want for out of their life. And you know, certain parents get upset when they don't meet, you know, those visions don't meet. But what can you do beyond just communicate and let them know how you feel and then leave it there? I mean, tell them to be safe, encourage him to, you know, help him understand what the potential consequences are.
Right.
And,
right. I found out afterward that my son was smoking, I don't know, 14 or 15 or whatever, you know, and became a regular smoker. Now he was living mostly with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best lesson for him was the fact that his mom took up with and had moved into a hard heroin addict. I mean, she was a nurse practitioner. I mean, she was no stupid bimbo. You know, I mean, she should have seen the marks or whatever, but She didn't. She was in love. The guy moved in, and they found him out. The kids knew that my son knew what was going on, and he got the, you know, the benefit of seeing what, you know, what people are like when they
all hit at home. No doubt about it. Living with a smackhead. Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, David. David, you are on the air. If you're there. David going once? David.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hello, David. You're here.
Hello?
You're here. What's on your mind?
Hey, sorry. I just wanted to, like, talk about, like, Roger and all that stuff. Used to be, well, kind of still am, I experiment with drugs, to say the least.
Okay.
I started out with marijuana, just as Roger's son did at a really young age. I actually started out at 7, and when he started out at 8.
Wow.
I was introduced by my brother's older friend John.
Okay.
My friend's older brother John.
Gotcha.
He was smoking downstairs in the basement with his friends, and I opted to try it. And first, no, I didn't like it, but then I just kept on trying it and trying it and trying it, and it led on to, like, greater things, like shrooms, like Roger's son was doing. And well, that was really weird the first time.
How soon did you transition to shrooms? You found marijuana at 7. How soon to the shrooms?
I was about, like, maybe 8, I think. I don't really remember that much. I'm like 16 now, and so it was a long time ago.
I wonder whether, you know, it's difficult to find out what the results are. We're not at the end of the story here with a 16-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
What would you say your reaction would have been had your parents caught you and handled you in a
authoritarian... Oh, they did. They caught me.
What happened?
I've been caught about 3 times. At first, I was caught with LSD. It was after shrooms. I was about maybe 9 and a half when I tried LSD. And I know. And they caught me with that. At first, they were a little bit confused, and then, like...
How did they catch you with LSD? That's got to be one of the hardest ones to catch. Hang on, David. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Pretty unbelievable story here from David. We'll keep asking some questions.
But we were. I was amazed by the last story.
Yeah, that's true. Anything can happen out there. I want to know more about the 9-year-old taking LSD. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
We will try to slip your call in here short on time. And talking about drugs, teenagers, again, you're welcome to chime in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, the man behind the scenes there, huge supporters of Free Talk Live. Really, if it wasn't for SACL CAI, a lot of this wouldn't be happening right now. And they've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL does business a little differently than most collections companies. They're going to treat your customers with respect, and they're actually going to record every single call so you can make sure that their employees are treating your customers with respect.
Accountability.
Yeah. They've got the best equipment money can buy, and your business will be handled as efficiently as possible. So see their banner at freetalklive.com and learn more about our friends over at SACL CAI. Pass that information on to anybody you know that's got a business to run and accounts to collect on. All right, we continue with David in Connecticut. David, who is in his mid-teens, 16 years old, telling us that you've had quite a bit of experience with narcotics, illegal narcotics, as a young man, saying that you started marijuana at age 7, moved up to mushrooms at age 8, and was caught by your parents taking LSD at age 9. How did your parents discover that?
How did they find the LSD?
Yeah.
Well, it was with my school books. I had it in between a page of my biology book, and I had asked them for help on a project one night.
Uh-oh.
And it was on volcanoes, and the LSD was in between the volcano chapter.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah, and that really didn't end well for me. Like,
a whole sheet of it?
Yeah, I had a pretty big sheet of it.
How were you getting a sheet of LSD at age 9? Did someone just give it to you?
Well, one of my friends makes it. It's really
a
not
9-year old making LSD.
not a 9-year old. He was, I believe, 23 at the time.
You had a 23-year old friend that was giving a 9-year old LSD.
Yes.
Well, he was introduced to the marijuana by someone who was in older age bracket.
Yeah, and
not the world.
It's just like that. It's just like Roger's son. I'm pretty sure a friend's brother or something introduced him to marijuana, and so that's the same thing that happened to me. But
right.
So I had a big sheet of LSD, and that was like my parents were shocked that I had something like that. They like they expected something like marijuana, but they didn't find that, and then they
found
LSD.
I'm shocked that they even could tell a sheet of LSD from scrap paper.
Oh, it's pretty obvious.
It's like a different texture and look. And
well, it's a blotter, so it's got the squares and all that on it.
I wouldn't even look as a parent seeing my 9-year old with a sheet of blotter acid, and I know what blotter acid is.
Yeah,
I would be in denial. I wouldn't even imagine for a second that could happen.
My parents were pretty shocked at first. Like before anger, they were just shocked at themselves for not realizing what had happened. And I honestly don't blame them. I blame myself. It was just like a series of events that led to this. And when I was 12, I had a really eye opening experience with one of my friends that ended in tragedy. But I'll get to that in a little bit. But like before that, it was just like they were blaming themselves for all the stuff that had happened to me, and I don't believe that it's their fault. It's my own fault. I just had lots of troubles with myself at school. I was made fun of. I believe when I was 9 years old, I was around maybe 70 pounds, and I was really small. So I was a small kid with glasses. I was made fun of, and that just like forced me into drugs to get heavier stuff to make myself feel better about myself. And so then after my parents caught me with LSD, they were really furious. I was grounded for, I believe, 2 months. And then after that, I had, I continued using LSD and other things, marijuana laced with LSD. I tried salvia for a little bit. That was
So your parents grounding you did not dissuade you from continuing?
Not at all. It didn't affect my drug use at all.
What were you hoping to achieve by doing all these mind altering drugs at that age? I mean, I cannot relate. I was interested in Star Wars figures and playing guns with my friends. I can't even imagine smoking marijuana and doing blotter acid at 9.
I know exactly where you're coming from. Like I looking back at it as a 16-year-old, I don't even know how I started that young. Like I don't know like what I was trying to achieve. Was it like a self-esteem issue that I had?
It was probably.
What were you doing? I mean, were you doing it with friends? You had friends that would do blotter acid with you?
At first with the marijuana and shrooms, it was with friends, and then after that, when they realized that there was like I wasn't going to stop and I was like too intense, they stopped. I lost all of my friends almost. It was just a horrible, horrible time in my life. And then after that, at around 12 years old, I had one of my remaining friends over. He was a really good friend of mine. We were wrestlers. We were up in his bedroom. It was like the attic, and it had like one window. We were taking acid, and it was a bad trip, to say the least.
Oh, boy.
We got convinced that the room had caught on fire. And we tried to jump out the window, and it was about, like, the third story of his house. My friend landed on his neck, broke his neck, and he's a paraplegic.
Jeez.
And I personally blamed myself for this tragedy after that. And
you can't blame yourself. He made the choice to do that.
I know, but I pushed him into doing the drugs. I was his gatekeeper into that life.
Yeah, you influenced him. I see.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And so after this tragedy,
is he still your friend
about,
today? Does he still talk to you?
No, I haven't seen him in 3 years or so.
Wow.
It's
you still doing drugs?
Me?
Yeah.
Very very minimally now.
I'd say you should stop.
Yeah, I'm trying. I've been in rehab a couple of times and I've had help, but
wow.
I just keep going back to it.
It's an amazing story, David, and I want to thank you for calling and sharing it with us, and I wish you the best of luck in your
Can I just, like, sum up the rest of my life really fast in, like, a couple seconds? That way, like, it lets parents know, like, what these things can, like, lead to.
Go ahead.
So after this alleged tragedy, I had done cocaine for about 2 years until I was 14. At 14, I started on crystal meth for a while. That eventually led to heroin, as crystal meth became too expensive, and heroin is the cheapest drug you can buy now.
Yeah, where were you getting the money for all this?
I actually got a job at CVS. I worked at CVS. I worked a night shift, so I got around a lot of money, actually.
My brother
also helped me out with that. So.
David, how old were you at that time when you were
I got fake papers and a fake social security number and worked at CVS.
Wow.
You said you were small at 9 years old.
I got a lot bigger. I hit my growth spurt, and I was around 5'11", 170 pounds by the time I was 13.
What is your message for, people out there? What can they take away from all this beyond, like, you know, the personal tragedy?
Watch your kids. Like, keep a close eye on them, because next thing you know, they'll be probably calling a radio station.
Thank you for that. Man, it was a good story. He had his lies straight, man.
He was fast.
It was good.
I'm glad that he mentioned it was a prank at the end, because... You know, I'm just
pretty shocking.
It was good enough that I just couldn't call it BS. You know?
I knew the voice. I knew he was one of the EDV guys, and I just wanted to hear how it was going to go. And he did a good job with it.
Yeah. Well,
had us going.
He's a good liar.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk quickly here to Nick in Illinois. You are on the amp line, Nick. No, maybe he's not on the amp line. Try Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. The man, that guy sucker punched y'all good. I think the last caller, was it Robert at the top of the hour?
Roger, who originally started the calls, yeah.
Roger. I want to point out the difference in the come from. I think what he's doing is really living the libertarian principles in the sense that when he's going out to solve this problem, his intention is what's best for my son. Not what do I need to be right about, not the way government does things where they make the decision and then force everyone to play by their rules and solve problems by corporal punishment regardless of its effectiveness. I mean, he's really looking at, okay, what can I do for my son? How is it going to help him? And look at how the state is getting involved here. They're threatening to take his son away, put him out of his house, do all of these horrible things.
Well, they would if the state was aware, but they don't know yet. The state doesn't.
Yeah, they don't. But,
right.
I mean, that's how they're offering to help, basically, is to come in and crack some heads and punish some people.
Right.
It's just, why do people just still believe in this state of ours?
I don't know, but I want you to call us tomorrow and let us know what happened tonight. You were originally going to tell us about how you went to the city council meeting with some of your videos from court, so I'm looking forward to hearing those stories. Call us tomorrow, Sam, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's go quickly. John in California, you've got about 20 seconds, John. John in California.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're about short on time, but...
Okay, I just wanted to say, first of all, I believe it was psychedelics he experimented with more than narcotics. At first. You got a narcotics later on. But everyone's saying, you know, what you should do, you know, talk about how you feel. And, you know, this is pretty simple and everything, but what better way than to just sit him down, talk to him, and even play the conversation that he had with you guys, you know, where he was being very sincere about how he really felt. What lays it out better than that, talking to somebody other than his son.
It's a good idea, and thank you for the call and the suggestion, John.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, out of time for tonight, and if you wanted to get your ideas in, call tomorrow night. We'll talk about this then and talk to you about whatever you want. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this age,